Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Top U.S. and South Korean defense officials discussing possible military action after North Korea test fired a ballistic missile that some analysts believe is powerful enough to reach the continental United States. The missile was in the air for about 40 to 45 minutes, reaching a peak altitude of 3,000 kilometers, traveling some 1,000 kilometers laterally. South Korea's Defense Minister Song Yong-mu, he says North Korea's ballistic missile launch is a serious, provocative act that clearly violates the U.N. Security Council resolutions multiple times and threatens security and peace on the Korean Peninsula. In particular, he says, even though our government had proposed holding military talks, North Korea went ahead with its missile provocation. The missile splashed down approximately 160 kilometers west of Japan's second-largest island of Hokkaido. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the launch was a threat to his country's security. Russia Foreign Ministry says it's imposing countermeasures on U.S. in response to new sanctions approved by the U.S. Congress. White House says President Trump approves of the sanctions bill and will be signing it. Some believe the Russian retaliation is in part a response to actions from the Obama administration. President Trump has named a new chief of staff at the White House, Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly. Mr. Trump thanked his current chief of staff, Reince Priebus, for his service to the country. White House changes come following days of friction between Priebus and newly White House named White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci. This is VOA News.